Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March 27th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for March 27th to April 3rd and beyond. There are some notable changes happening in the zodiac this week, changes which set up a new energy pattern in the heavens and in your personal chart. This week, Mercury and Uranus are transiting together in the late degrees of Pisces, which brings together the planet of information and the planet of sudden unexpected events. On Thursday, March 31st, Mercury will be exactly conjunct Uranus at 25 degrees Pisces. Mercury is the planet of communications, and therefore the media. Uranus is the planet of the unconventional, the unexpected. This combination suggests something unusual, perhaps shocking, in the daily news cycle. Maybe even an emergency. Interesting, too, that the Uranus-Mercury combination is exactly opposite to Donald Trump's natal Jupiter, the planet of beliefs, which resides in his chart in his second house of speech. Perhaps Mr. Trump comes out with yet another amazing statement. Or, since Uranus and Mercury are directly opposite to Ted Cruz's natal moon, the surprise could come from his corner. Actually, since Uranus-Mercury is transiting in his seventh house, which is the spouse, or the direct opponent, Mr. Cruz may be on the receiving end of this energy. Remember, too, that the planet of rational thinking, Mercury, is debilitated, in other words, weakened, in this sign. So, this would not be a good time to make an important decision, especially while being influenced by a sudden wild idea. Also on Thursday, March 31st, Venus will change signs, leaving Aquarius and entering Pisces. Pisces is Venus's sign of exaltation, meaning that some of the best qualities of Venus get boosted in this sign. Venus significations of love do well in romantic Pisces. Venus, as the planet of harmony and agreement in Pisces, the sign of compassion, may do some good for those who are in need of help. Venus is not under any malefic influence while in Pisces, so for the next few weeks, the planet of relationship, harmony, and agreement gets to spread its benefic energy and hopefully repair some of the damage done by the latest scourge of nasty events. Venus will be in Pisces until April 24th. The other change in the zodiac happens on Saturday, April 2nd. Mercury changes signs, leaving Pisces and entering Aries. Since Pisces is Mercury's sign of debilitation, Mercury is happy to be moving on to a new sign. The planet of communications, data, and information, and the media, in the sign of action, creativity, and fast solutions, indicates clever thinking, fast-moving events, and quick, sometimes risky, decisions. Mercury is not under any malefic influence while in Aries, so the active nature of this planet-sign combination is free to come up with all sorts of bright ideas. Mercury usually moves through a sign in only 3 weeks, but as we progress through April, Mercury will be slowing down in its forward movement because the planet will be going into a retrograde period at the end of the month. Therefore, Mercury will remain in Aries for over 2 months until June 8th. Okay, that'll do it for this week's look at what's happening in the heavens. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at Astro News Report.